May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace. Ye wretched sinners, come and lay your load at Jesus' feet and plead what he has done. 675.
Thank you. Read together from the most holy word of God from Ezekiel's prophecy in chapter 3. Ezekiel's prophecy, chapter 3. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech, or of an hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech, or of an hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib, that dwelt by the river Chebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me. And he said unto me, arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet, and spake with me and said unto me, go, shut thyself within thine house. But thou, O Son of Man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them. Thou shalt not go out among them. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear. For they are a rebellious house. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, that great I am, the searcher of the hearts of all men, one that will not at all acquit the wicked, whose name is holy. Oh, how solemn that we stand before thee now, and we have to confess that we are sinners. And even this one that stands up in thy name, we have to say also there is no good thing that dwells within. Sinners are, and we stand before a holy and a heart-searching God. And how can a poor sinner approach unto thee, thou who art most holy, that one that will not at all acquit the wicked, before whom we all are guilty, even if we're guilty of one sin, we've broken the whole law. Oh, we've broken the whole law. But oh, blessed be God. There is that new and living way whereby a poor sinner may approach unto thee through a precious Christ, the sinner's friend. Ah, oh, that one, the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, who did stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Oh, blessed be God. Yes, as that wrought out in eternity past, concerning a remnant that thou purposed to save. But oh, like one of old, where is the sacrifice? Oh, he said unto his father Abraham, did he not? See, here is the fire, and here is the wood. But where is the sacrifice? Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. But all we read are even the faith of Abraham there. And oh Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight. May we likewise see by faith, even as Abraham viewed it that day, many years before it came to pass. God shall provide himself a lamb. God shall provide himself a lamb. Oh, in the fullness of time, it was manifest, revealed, and is recorded in thy precious word we have before us. Ah, that one who so condescended to take upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin, made under the law to satisfy the law in every jot and tittle for his chosen remnant. Ah, that spiritual Israel, chosen from all eternity, that shall be made to hear his voice. Oh, blessed be God, it is not left to man. It is I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Oh, may each one be convinced then of their sin, brought to see how they've offended a most holy God, and led to a precious Christ, and brought to plead for Jesus' sake, to plead that name which is above every name, that one great sacrifice, once and for all, made full atonement for sin by the offering and shedding of his own heart's blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Oh, may we each be found in that great and terrible day when we have to appear before the judge of all the earth. I'll be seen in that day washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, leave us not to anything short of Thee. Leave us not to any false foundation or rotten prompts. Leave us not to anything which is of the flesh, or even that way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof will prove to be the way of death. 'Tis Christ must be the way. O Lord, who lead us each forth for that right way, take us each in hand, from the youngest here to the oldest. For fast hastens that day, does it not, when time shall be no more? We have those reminders again and again that it shall be so and it must be so. When this earthly tabernacle shall be taken down, when we shall have to answer for the deeds done in the body. Oh, it might be that day, 'tis He instead of me is seen. When I approach to God, and all that sum that testifies against us are cancelled, paid to the utmost. All the wrath of God that was due for it, to all eternity. O Lord, do then remember us each in mercy. Leave us not then to ourselves. Leave us not to the rocks and shells. Leave us not to be found as one of those we read, do we not, concerning those virgins, the wise and the foolish. Leave us not to be found as a foolish one. May we be found as those wise ones with the oil of grace in our lamps and in our vessels. O Lord, prevent it by thy grace, for it is grace and grace alone. Lord, remember each one in their path as they ventured into thy courts again this day. And oh, what a mercy. Thou knowest a pathway from the beginning to the end. And hast thou not appointed this or that to come? Nor what we find when thou dost cause this or that to come, we kick like the bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. By nature we want smooth things. We want a smooth path. But all we have to prove again and again, it is through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. All the trials and the tribulations, proving this is a waste howling wilderness. Thorns also and thistles. Oh, how often we find things come into the path and they're hard to be understood. Bring us even to a stand, we wonder where the scene will end. And O Lord, may it please this one or that one that walks in such a tried path, may prove in the midst of it all, long with you always, even unto the end of the world. But oh, the good shepherd goes before his sheep. Ah, what a mercy indeed if we should prove that. And like those two that are upon Emmaus Road, amidst the sorrows of the way, amidst all the sorrows in their heart and tremblings, no doubt. Oh, what a mercy. May such a one prove. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. They might prove that thou art that friend that loveth at all times, brother born for adversity. Oh, may it please you then. Remember each one in their various and varied scenes of life. Remember those of the dear young friends amongst us, Lord, the babes in arms, those growing up and going on into life, Lord. Do be their helper, their guard, their guide, their counsellor, their friend. Oh, may they know what it is to call upon thee in their times of trouble. Oh, we often think of those words and may it still the voice of Satan, the adversary. Ah, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. So, Lord, we plead, do remember the dear young friends. Remember to cast all their cares upon thee. And ah, what cares we can look back to our own childhood and youth, young manhood, what cares we had in those days, and oh, how at times we verily trembled. Lord, we had to prove also this, kept by the power of God. May they also know thy keeping power in this dark and evil day, when temptations and the subtlety of Satan is both known and felt. Oh, kept by the power of God. And may they plead even the plea of one, hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. No, Lord, perhaps in their young lives they know those times of trouble and trial, distress and perplexity, disappointments even. Oh Lord, may they yet prove that amongst us all things that work together for good, to them that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose. And even this one, as we stand before, that we can remember the time when we were so disappointed concerning a certain way. Our old nature wanted that way. As I look forward to that way, and see now it would have bolstered proud flesh. But thou didst wisely, and see the reason now. Thou didst hedge up the way, thou didst frustrate it. Oh Lord, and perhaps it's been that one, they've found their pathway's been hedged up. That has frustrated the way. Oh, may they yet be able to say, ah, lead me forth by that right way. Do what seemeth thou good. Only lead me forth by the right way, that I might go unto that city of habitation whose builder and maker is God. Oh, in the pathway of time, lead me forth with that right way. Do remember parents and all that concerns them in this day in which we live.
all doing heaven to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. O Lord, do grant them those helps in all things. Lord, we read in thy word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. And certainly as we see in our day, and oh, where we live in a day where evil is called good and good is called evil, there are many things which the government in their perceived wisdom would seek to thrust upon our young people, even at a very young age. And, O Lord, these things make us tremble. For, O Lord, truly they are contrary to thy word. And so, O Lord, do give that wisdom to answer in those times of need when questions may arise. Give them wisdom in that hour. But, Lord, do remember also those in the midst of life that are born and bear the heat and burden of the day, whether it is a young one in their studies through to those in their retirements, the heat and burden of the day. And sometimes we come to the Sabbath day and what do we find? Our thoughts are distracted. Ah, those thoughts entering in a moment and, O Lord, we groan under it. We long for a day in thy courts, that day to be better than a thousand. And yet at times, like Martha, careful and troubled about many things. Lord, lift each one above earth's inferior things. Yes, necessary paths of time, necessary concerns. But all might be lifted above them for a moment. Worship thee in spirit and in truth. Perhaps there are those things which are before them, Lord, undertake for them, manage all by the way unto the end. Oh, do be unto them a God of a providence and a God of grace, a God for time and a God for eternity. And so, Lord, do manage all our affairs, you know, to roll all our burdens before thee, and may we prove again and again that thou art a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. And even in those difficult matters, things which seem so impossible. And, O Lord, when we consider how mighty thou art, and there are those things in thy word which declare thy power and thy might. O Lord, we are sometimes brought into paths where we, such as our faithlessness, our unbelief. O Lord, we think no help can come, is an impossibility. Oh, this one had to consider again, even in our thoughts, we read of those things in thy word where those things which are impossible for man. Yet thou didst give the command, and Lord, we read, even concerning that axe head which was lost, fell into the water. That one, yes, he had borrowed it, and it caused him much concern. It is borrowed. Alas, my master, for it was borrowed. Oh, there, under thy divine command, through that which was done, even that which was against the so-called laws of gravity, came back to the surface, and that one was able to gather it out and restore it unto the one to whom it belonged. And even we read concerning in Hezekiah's life, what a wonder was wrought there. And it showed the power of Almighty God there unto Hezekiah, did it not, when the sun went back those so many degrees. Absolutely impossible with man, but possible with thee. And oh, may it please thee, it might be that which encourages this one or that one. in their impossibilities, that with thee all things are possible. Lord, we find this, we have to cry like one of old. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. To remember each one in their varied and various afflictions. Lord, we think of one another. Some may be found in thy courts this day, have been able to even come to thy court. But Lord, thou knowest those through afflictions, detained in their own homes. And we also think of those in hospitals. And also we will bear before thee those through age and infirmity, unable to be found in thy courts. O Lord, but the afflicted one. To bless all the means that are used. Ah, may thy blessing rest upon those things which, man in his wisdom, as we have provided for us, as thou hast given man wisdom so to do. Bless the means, but sanctify the path and sweeten the pain. And may there be yet seen in these times and seasons, that which is, bitter to the flesh may yet prove to be that which is most sweet to the soul. Lord, sometimes we can look to times of affliction. And if through those times of affliction we were taught more of our wretched need and more of a precious Christ was revealed. And he gave the hope of glory. And so, Lord, do remember those in their afflictions. Comfort their hearts. Remember those then that are unable to be found in thy courts, whether it is through those afflictions or age and infirmity. Go to them where they are. Go to them where they are and make their place of their abode a Bethel unto them. Ah, what a mercy thou art not confined to place or means or mode. Remember any that are away, for whatever reason, Lord, thou knowest. Remember them where they are. And bring them back in peace and safety at the appointed time. But Lord, remember Zion this dark and evil day. Strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. Hear the many cries that are offered up unto thee. And Lord, there's a prayer meeting here on the past. A day was there not. Lord, do hear prayer. And on the Friday there's also that prayer meeting. Lord, hear the many cries are offered up unto thee, both audibly and silently from the pew. And hear an answer, we plead, those many petitions. But all remember Zion, do strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. And do yet awaken many sinners round, even in the vicinity here. And the little hills of Zion awaken many sinners round to come and fill the place. May they come in like those Greeks of old, with us, sirs, we would see Jesus. And the prodigals, O Lord, we know of one another. Turned aside perhaps many years ago, would not have this man to reign over them. O Lord, may it please, they might be found yet as that prodigal that has to return, for thou wilt cause him to return. Thou wilt cause that one yet to cry unto thee for mercy. Oh, that word which was sown in the heart perhaps many years ago has been taking deep root downward and now begins to break forth into the light. It cannot be hid. And so, Lord, bring back the prodigals even to thy courts. But, Lord, do remember us also as a guilty land and nation. Oh, have mercy upon us. Hear cries on behalf of this guilty land and those that have the affairs of state and our Prime Minister and the Ministers of State, Lord, give them wisdom. And what confusion there seems to be at the moment. Confusion, confusion and confusion. Oh Lord, we would commit them into thy hands, show them what they ought to do. Show them what they ought to do. But do have mercy upon us, and we see thy hand is stretched out still. Thou hast not dealt with us as our sins deserve, both personally and as a nation. And in wrath thou hast remembered mercy. But oh, turn us once again, and we shall be turned. Lord, we would thank thee for all thy mercies, temporal. The world sees it is and as fortune, luck and chance. Thinks it's his own ingenuity, his wisdom, and his power that has gotten him this or gotten him that. But, O Lord, we acknowledge thou hast given. And certainly thou hast provided food for both man and beast. Oh, accept our praises, we plead. And let us not let thy mercies lie forgotten, unthankfulness, and without praises die. In others of praise thee more. But oh, we thank thee for the courts of the Lord. We thank thee for thy day. We thank thee for thy word. And we thank thee for the Son of God, in what he hath wrought in the sinner's room, place and stead. And we thank thee for that covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Oh, we thank thee that thou hadst a respect unto a remnant, which thou didst purpose to save. Oh, we thank thee then for the word of thy grace. Oh, make it known unto us each. Reveal it to us. Teach us, O Lord. And so we plead then, do help us now. Grant mouth, matter and wisdom. Grant the tongue of the learned and grant unto us each, speaker and hearer, that we might each have the hearing ears and the heart of understanding. Oh, we might hear to our profit, for our soul's good. Pardon and forgive then our sins, our failings and shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood. Lord, we plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 773. If unbelief that sin accursed, abhorred by God above, because of all opposers worst, it fights against his love. 773.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we read, Ezekiel's prophecy, chapter 3, and read the last verse. Verse 27, but when I speak with thee, I'll open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house. This was not the word that I intended to speak from, but as I turn to the word this morning, I had those reminders given unto me again concerning that time when I was burdened and exercised concerning the ministry. Also a portion it was to me in those days in Ezekiel's prophecy where we read in chapter 11, therefore prophesy against them, prophesy, O son of man. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and said unto me, speak, thus saith the Lord, thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. And that chapter right through to the end. And as that chapter closes, afterwards the Spirit took me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God unto Chaldea, to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spake unto them of the captivity, all the things that the Lord had showed me. There are certain portions, are there not, even of the Word of God, which by nature we tremble. Especially as we stand up in the Lord's name, we would tremble almost even to be, as Jonah of old, turn aside from them. Turn aside from the command of the Lord. But it is a whole counsel of God, his Word, in all its entirety, that we're exhorted to preach, nor to fear the frowns of men, nor court their smiles. But also in this chapter there is much, is there not, that should make the Lord's servants tremble. It certainly made me tremble. We stand in a solemn place. If we're found to be as those watchmen appointed to the Lord. And how solemn indeed if we should be found as one that sews pillows under armpits, or builds upon a false foundation, raises up and builds others up upon a false foundation. But oh, for there in this chapter, those words even against those servants. Those servants of the Lord are, and should we not have reason to think we were not a servant of the Lord if we were left to ourselves and spake that which was, well, in that way, comfort, where there was no need of comfort, because they were never brought to a place where they needed comfort. Never had them ourselves cut up root and branch, and never brought forth those portions even before the people that may have cut them up root and branch. But all those solemn portions, we read it this morning. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel.
Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning. So we stand then in a solemn place, a place that makes us tremble. If we do not warn, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. Oh no, it's not in man. It is the work of the Spirit, but oh, the watchman. Oh, if the watchman forbears to speak the word in truth, in all its fullness, in all its depth, yes, to reveal the depravity of man, as well as to show forth a precious Christ. How solemn indeed. Thou give not warning. The watchman does not give that warning. Nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. And this solemn word, but his blood will I require at thine hand. His blood. So you see them, we stand, the servants of the Lord stand in a very solemn place. Place that makes us tremble. But the command is, speak the word. Speak the word. Speak, thus saith the Lord. And all may it be with the thus saith the Lord this day. Oh, lose sight of the man. Lose sight of the watchman. May you hear the voice of the Lord. For that day must come. That day must come when we shall each have to appear before the judge of all the earth. And as I sat down this morning, turned to the word. And this word, yes, in Ezekiel, seemed to stand before me. Brought me to my remembrance back when I was 8 or 9 or so, I believe it was. Went to the funeral of my great grandfather. And I can't remember much of the funeral, what was said. Only know and saw in my great-grandfather that which I could see was, well, in that my simple way, something different. And now I know that truly it was one wrought upon by the Spirit. He's one that was, yes, brought to see his need as a sinner. Brought to know a precious Christ and saved from the wrath to come. Well laid in the grave. Well laid in the grave. And these things are solemn, are they not? But are. That time of our birth, and there shall be that time of our death. Yes, we used to hear the Lord's servants often speak this. The old must die, but the young may. And how, as I saw that day, yes,
the outward sign of those things. I knew what it was and why we were gathered that day. That place that once knew my great-grandfather knew him no more. The dust to return to the dust. That hymn of Watts, 1139, was sung at that funeral that day. Remember the measure of trembling, even at the words. And these words seem to remain with me for the rest of my life and brought back to my mind again. We need these reminders. Thy word commands our flesh to dust. Return, ye sons of men. All nations rose from earth at first and turned to earth again. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone. I know my great-grandfather, he lived to his 98, so he saw many days here upon the earth, satisfied with and given long life. I knew he was a very elderly man. But that sense of this, a thousand ages, in thy sight, are like an evening gone, short as a watch that ends the night before the rising sun. These verses, and I said, seem to have an impression upon my spirit, brought a solemn impression upon my spirit. Time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. They fly forgotten as a dream, dies out the opening day. But oh, what a mercy if you and I should know, even as our hymn begins, that our God, a God in time, has been unto us. One that has been revealed, yes, our hope of glory. But that one revealed to you and I, it must be so, in measure. That sin bearer. That sin bearer. Spake in prayer, do we not? Oh, what a mercy if we've been brought to view that sacrifice. But oh, what a solemn place we're brought to the end of our days and still left. Where is the sacrifice? But where is the sacrifice? Ah, where is the sacrifice? Well, without that sacrifice, there's no remission of sin, and we shall die in our sins. To a never-ending eternity where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched. A never-ending eternity, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, because you've got to bear the punishment of your sins. And oh, even unto this poor sin, we want those tokens, do we not? We want to see that precious blood. We want an application of it again, yes. And perhaps as one who brought us that beggar poor. You know what it is to be that beggar poor. blessed be God. Been brought there. But how solemn if you should be brought to the end of your days. Never known a need. Yes, you may have many needs for time. But never been brought to have that need as a sinner. And yes, brought to that need as a sinner of the deepest dye. But all in time be found as that one, sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty, found in that place of safety in the cleft of the rock, Christ, the hope of glory. Ah, the hymn begins, is it not? O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Ah, how will you and I stand in that great and terrible day? Oh, we may have many storms here. We do have many trials, do we not, in the pathway of life, but oh, nothing will compare to when we come to that last great storm of life. And especially if we do not have upon ourselves that robe of Christ's righteousness, that which he hath wrought. And to be found in that day, having washed our robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Or you read that portion in the Revelation. There were those that are found round the throne of God in heaven, singing the worthy praise of the Lamb. And who are they? Come up out of great tribulation. But they've washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What are you and I sheltering under? Solemn if we're sheltering under self-righteousness. We found, with that robe of Rome making, it must be Christ. Christ must be the way. The hymn goes on, under the shadow of thy throne. Is it not those then who know what it is? Yes, firstly to smite upon their breast. Know what it is to smite upon their breast and cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. But all down to the end of their days, a sinner again and again. Oh, they know what it is, been brave to know what it is, again and again, to feel that they're that beggar poor at mercy's door, lies such a wretch as I, and they're brought to know the throne of grace. They're brought there, or have you been brought there, poor sinner? If you've been resting upon that which is of self, you have no need, because you see, yes, I've been brought up under the house, under the word of the word of God in the house of God. Brought there from a babe in arms, that's a mercy indeed. But the beggar poor, a beggar poor, convinced of sin. Convinced of sin, you may say, well, yes, I haven't done this or that. And mercy indeed if you've been kept in measure. But oh, some of us we were brought to realise we were. Yes, even brought up under the sound of the truth. Never left the house of God. I rested in it. Many years I rested in it. But I saw that in my great-grandfather, something which was real. I wondered at it then. And certainly that day, I saw there was a necessity, felt there was a necessity. Yet in my childhood, I couldn't understand it. And yet now, ah, what a mercy. Led to that place of safety. Saw there was hope and help laid upon one that is mighty. That one. Yes, and especially as we said, convinced you of sin, you're brought to see, ah, I am the chief of sinners. Chief of sinners. Brought to seek that one. Ah, yes, that by nature you never desire, never will. Brought to see in Christ such a beauty. And what a mercy indeed. Ah, to have that desire then put in the heart. And is it not being through the word? The word of his grace, when, ah, that word is made sharper than a two-edged sword, touches you, brings you to that place, thus far thou shalt go and no further. As I said, we may be sat in the house of God all the days of our life. But perhaps one is even here like I was in my own childhood. Ah, many a time indeed. My eye was upon the clock. A long once again to get back to the things of the world. Satisfied with my attendance, long for it to be as short as possible. Ah, and even was in the house of God, making the mind go hither and thither. Ah, yes, it may not have been in bodily presence in those things of the world, but the mind was there. Heart was far from the Lord. But until that thus far, thus far thou shalt go and no further, convinced of sin. Not always through the servants of the Lord in that way in the house of God, but the Lord can deal with his people where he are in that sovereign way and manner. But it is that word that convinces of sin. It's the word of God. It's a word that comes with power. Ah, yes, perhaps a parent can say unto a child many times a word of warning, soon forgotten. But that word of the Lord which comes with power, set that in a sure place. And blessed be God if it's been so. None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Ah, when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear. And so there will be that time. Ah, I know that it shouldn't give room for complacency. I believe when the word is made sharper than a two-edged sword in the heart of a poor sinner, it's a burden indeed. He's burdened on account of his sins and is his never-dying soul in eternity that's ever before him. And he longs to lay hold upon a precious Christ. He longs for that to be made known unto his soul. But ah, how solemn there are those whose hearts he hardens. We read in the word and it makes a poor sinner tremble, does it not? We want that divine reality. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Oh, do you know a little of the language of that hymn? When thou, my righteous judge, shalt come, to take his ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Ah, those whom he hath quickened, those whom he will quicken, ah, he will lead them unto that one who is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. My mind went also, and it's a sweet portion indeed, is it not, that concerning, I can find it, but all that one Simeon of old, was that wrought in his heart, was it not? Have you been brought even to the desire even of Simeon? Do you know a little of it? Ah, we read, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout. He'd been brought upon by the Spirit, that wrought in his heart that desire after Christ and his righteousness. And what we read concerning his waiting for the consolation of Israel. Waiting for the consolation of Israel. Well, who was the consolation of Israel? Was it not Christ? The spiritual Israel is Christ. You long for Christ to be revealed in your heart, the hope of glory. You long to lay hold upon him by precious faith. Ah, what a mercy indeed. But oh, how solemn. How solemn. There are many that followed Christ when he was here upon the earth. Yes, there may be a number of gathered in the courts of the Lord this day. The Lord knows the heart. The Lord knows your desire and mine. But oh, do certain portions of the word offend you? We read concerning Christ, and when he was here upon the earth, when he spake certain things, it offended them. They walked no more with him. Oh, they were content for those things which satisfied the natural part. They saw those miracles that he wrought. They partook of those bounties as he fed them, those 5,000, etc. You know, those portions. But when the word, came, yes, and touched a part of their heart, or touched them in a place which they didn't want to be touched, they were offended. They walked no more with him. Oh, how solemn then. If even such a word as this morning offends you. How solemn indeed. But oh, may you be found amongst like those disciples when the Lord said unto them, and will you also go away? And they said, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. They had heard his voice. They had seen through the lattice. Ah, yes, through like we do in our day, we see through the lattice of the gospel. They had heard his voice. They had walked with him. They had heard many things which were made unto their souls, their joy and rejoicing.
of their never dying souls, but we walk by faith and not by sight. And have you heard those things which then through the lattice of the gospel have been made known unto you? You come like Jacob of old, I will not let thee go. Except thou bless me, you long to lay hold. Oh, what a mercy. You'll prove like Simeon. He longed for the consolation of Israel. And it was, yes, he was once also surnamed by the name of Israel. He was one of those of the spiritual Israel. The Holy Ghost was upon him. Ah, and if that been wrought in your heart, that desire, it is by the Holy Ghost, not of man. Lest any man should boast, it is that gift of God. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. Or has it been then revealed? Yes, you haven't got that full assurance of faith. You long for that full assurance of faith. But oh, what a mercy if you prove like Simeon here. There's been that made known. By the Holy Ghost, has that been here a little, there a little, line upon line and precept upon precept? There's been those crumbs that have fallen from the Master's table. There have been those sips from the well of salvation. A little leading and a guiding and a drawing. The Holy Ghost. Revealing to a poor sinner. Making to them known, that's what lifts up your weak hands and mine and confirms our feeble knees. It's the Holy Ghost. And it's revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. What a mercy indeed then. Has there been that revealed? Wait on, poor sinner. Yes, you may have to say, well, I've been rebellious again and again. The children of Israel were very rebellious. We read in the Word of God, for the rebellious also. For the rebellious also. May you yet prove, yes, poor rebellious one. Like the hymn writer put it, rebellious thou hast been. And art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in. My promise I'll fulfill. Rebellious. Yes, it speaks of that rebellious house, that rebellious people. And was it not even the previous chapter? Those last verses there, but thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee, be not thou rebellious, like the rebellious house. Yes, even the servants of the Lord are often rebellious. We can, as I said, we can turn aside from the word and feel, well, we can't take such a word before the people. Don't want to offend, don't want to distress. But be thou not rebellious. Like that rebellious house, open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And was it not that which was given unto him came to mind as I read that chapter? Was it not that he'd handled and tasted and felt of the word of life? Handled, tasted and felt of the word of life. And if we trust we've done so as we speak in the Lord's name. We don't want to raise up any on a false foundation. Oh, how solemn then if it should be in that day that when that one comes before the judge of all the earth, he says, I was not warned. Not warned. No one spoke out against the sinner. Or warn the sinner of the wrath to come. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord. Or may it be in a Thus saith the Lord this day. Thus saith the Lord, He that heareth, let him hear. And the solemnity of these words, oh, may they make you tremble. He that forbeareth, let him forbear. For they are rebellious hells. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £725, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. There will be a prayer meeting for the members next Friday evening. And next Lord's Day there will be a reading service in the morning, and Mr. Hadley is expected to preach in the evening and administer the Lord's Supper. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for Mr. Robert Field, who has ministered here for 50 years. Let us close with hymn 230. Why should my fears so far prevail, when they my hopes accost? My faith, though weak, can never fail, nor shall my hopes be lost. 230.
Thank you.
thy word, thy voice has been heard. May thy word have gone forth with power this day, overcoming the weakness of man or one that may be the instrument to deliver the message. But oh, may it have gone forth with power. Ah, yes, perhaps to awaken the dead. And ah, yes, also to stir up in us each one. Am I ready to meet God? Am I one that has been washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? Oh, prepare us each, O Lord. Prepare us each for that great day. Leave us not to be found wanting at last. Pardon and forgive all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And to be pleased to come up again in the evening hour. Lord, remember those that take the classes with the young ones, Lord, we plead. Bless these means also to those young in years. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.